FDA lowers orange juice sugar standard a euro. Officials say it will boost Florida citrus. By Mitch Perry, Florida Phoenix. Lakeland a euro. Florida euro's once thriving citrus industry has declined precipitously over the past two decades, but state agriculture officials believe the downward trajectory may have plateaued and expressed enthusiasm Friday regarding a federal rule change they say will provide a much-needed boost to the struggling sector. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced the change at Bonnet Springs Park in Lakeland. The Food and Drug Administration, he said, was lowering the federal standard for pasteurized orange juice, a change designed to give U.S. citrus growers and juice processors more flexibility after years of crop losses tied to disease and severe weather. A euro-ethos overdue reform will reduce our dependence on foreign imports, unleash American agriculture, and save the industry more than $1 million every year, a euro and hashtag 157, Kennedy said. The rule change would reduce the minimum soluble solids requirement for pasteurized orange juice from 10.5% a euro a brix a euro and hashtag 157 to 10%. In orange juice, brix is the scientific unit used to measure the percentage of soluble solids, primarily natural fruit sugars, relative to water. Officials say the brix level for Florida oranges has steadily declined over the past few decades due to severe weather and citrus greening, also Huanglongbing or HLB, another disease. Theta euro's made it more challenging for citrus producers to meet that minimum standard. A euro-ethos common sense change allows processors to rely more heavily on Florida-grown oranges, instead of being forced to blend with imported juice, simply to satisfy an outdated regulatory requirement. A euro and hashtag 157, said Jeb Smith, president of the Florida Farm Bureau. The campaign to get the FDA to take action began with a citizen petition submitted by the Florida Citrus Processors Association and Florida Citrus Mutual in 2022. A year later, Central Florida GOP U.S. Representative Scott Franklin and South Florida Democratic U.S. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz introduced the Defending Domestic Orange Juice Production Act, which called for the rule change that went into effect Friday. That measure was co-sponsored by every member of the Florida congressional delegation. Florida Republican U.S. Senators Ashley Moody and Rick Scott sponsored the Senate version of the legislation last year, and last August, the FDA formally introduced the rule that was finalized Friday. Officials maintain that the lower brix threshold is unlikely to affect the taste of orange juice or substantially change its nutritional value. Hurricanes, real estate development, and the disease known as citrus greening have contributed to a 95% citrus industry decline in Florida. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Florida farmers produced nearly 300 million boxes of citrus in 2004. By 2025, harvests yielded about 14.5 million boxes. Victory lap. Moody, on the ballot for the first time this fall as a senator, took a victory lap of sorts during the press conference. A euro when Governor DeSantis appointed me to the Senate seat, I said I, euro, am going to go to Washington and fight for the state and for our industries and fight for our families and take a machete to the administrative bureaucracy that is actually working against the prosperity of our families, a euro and hashtag 157, she said. Also attending the press conference was Florida Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson and U.S. Representatives Laurel Lee. The event took place in her congressional district and Kat Kamak. A euro-ethos is the thing that we have needed to do, a euro and hashtag 157, said Kamak. A euro o stop importing Brazilian citrus. Put Florida farmers first, a euro and hashtag 157. The July Florida orange production forecast released last week rose from 12.2 million boxes estimate in April to 12.92 million in July, a 5.9% increase. While officials expressed optimism about the industry euro's future, the harsh reality of citrus greening hasn't yet gone away, and it has led one of Florida euro's largest citrus packing houses to close its doors. Riverfront Packing Company in Indian River County, which has been around for 65 years, is shutting down, TCPalm.com reported this week. A euro's heartbreaking news for me personally, a euro and hashtag 157, Dan Ritchie, the Companion euro's CEO, told WPTV Radio last week. A euro or strategy did not work. The decline in our older trees was much faster than we anticipated. The rapid disease got us quicker than we thought, Euro and #157. Jay Wagmeister contributed to this report. This story was originally published by Florida Phoenix and is republished under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Florida Phoenix is part of State's Newsroom, the Nación Euro's largest state-focused nonprofit news organization.